Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
What do I look like when I do this?
You look like the evil Kermit.
You do.
Talking to the good Kermit.
I look like Bruno from.
Oh yeah, a little bit.
Hey, welcome to the 15-minute morning show podcast with Froggy, and there's Gandhi and Scotty B at Master Control, and there's Scotty and Danielle. Straight Nate just put on his cap.
Yeah.
And there's like Brody in the den, and then a picture of a clock.
That's Garrett. That will be Garrett.
Okay, that will be Garrett. Well, we're back. This is day one in our new year, and I think we had a pretty good show today.
Yeah.
That's
fun. Considered. It's nice to see you guys.
It's good to see you too. And you're in Detroit, right?
I am.
I like the story you told earlier about how your boyfriend almost shot you in the head.
Yeah, so you got to be careful sneaking up on people, especially people who you know have these things in their home. And I know he does. He just was sleeping. I thought it was safe enough. It was really, really early. So I snuck into the house Christmas morning to surprise him. And he woke up, almost had a heart attack, and then yelled at me because I could have killed you. But he couldn't have killed me. I know where he keeps his stuff. He was fine.
You would think Christmas morning would be safe. He could have been Santa Claus bringing some gifts. So why would he want to shoot
you? Exactly.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Was there like one millionth of you thinking, what if I caught him doing something?
Because
he doesn't know I'm going to surprise him, because that would scare the shit out of me.
Yeah.
For sure. So everybody, because I told all these people, like, I'm going to go surprise him. Oh, are you sure you want to surprise him? What if? I was like, oh, what if? Great. Let me find out either way. Then I'll walk in on him and maybe just get to keep all my Christmas gifts and not give them to him and then cause a scene, you know. But he was just asleep.
Haven't you heard of a story where people fly all the way to the other side of the coast to surprise their boyfriend or girlfriend and they get there
Percy!
Like, oh.
Oh, yes. All the time.
I'm sorry. Do you have Tourette's? What's going
what
on?
What was that?
He's yelling at
his
dog.
I had to yell at my dog for a second.
You covered your mouth.
Percy!
What did you...
So I hit the... Hold on.
You said Percy.
Yes.
It did come out very strange.
Percy makes noise.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. What was
that? I hit the mute button on my microphone, but not hard enough. So watch, I thought I muted it. So I went like this, so you wouldn't see me yell at the dog. So I went, Percy! I didn't see now.
You didn't mute it.
We saw it and heard it. It was very odd.
No, it's not
it was like, oh boy.
I hit the mute button. Right? I didn't want you to hear him yelling. He's barking.
Okay.
And I didn't want you to hear him. Yeah.
Wait, don't we know someone who flew to the opposite coast to surprise a boyfriend or girlfriend, and they were met with a surprise? Who was that? So what do we know?
I was sitting next to a lady on
an ex-girlfriend.
I was sitting next to a woman on an airplane coming back from Germany, and she told me that she had suspected that her husband was a little too close to his assistant, and she was flying in to surprise him, and so she was like, she was sure of what she was going to catch him, whether she did or not.
Oh,
I don't know, but that was her thought. I saw an article this morning. In the New York Post, there was a girl who was quarantining with COVID for New Year's Eve, and she found out who her boyfriend said he was going to quarantine, but he was not quarantining. He was with another woman at midnight, and she busted him. Yeah, so it happened.
Aww.
There was a movie like this, but it didn't end up well because the person came in, caught the other half doing something, grabbed an inanimate object, hit the guy over the head, and the guy died.
Oh.
So there wasn't, and then they went to trial, and it was like, you know, they say it's something, what is it? Something
rage
or something.
Crime of passion.
Crime of passion.
Crime of passion, yeah. So
it's Toy Story 4, maybe?
No.
It was also one of the storylines in Love Actually, remember?
I think yes.
It was Colin,
yes.
Somebody?
Colin Firth.
Colin Firth. He comes
I watched
home.
That over the holidays. Did anybody watch that over the holidays?
I did.
I love it. I love that movie.
How many different shows did you watch over the holidays? You were constantly watching something.
Because Disney got canceled and we were kind of laying low because my son had COVID. So we didn't know if we were going to come down with it or if we were, you know, going to bring it. So we kind of stayed in for a while and we just watched everything and caught up on everything and new stuff. And it was,
We watched a lot of TV. We were all stuck in the house.
We were talking earlier about watching that Don't Look Up movie with Leonardo DiCaprio. And I was just, after it was over, Alex and I just looked at each other and went, what the fuck was that?
Now I'm going to take it off my list because we
leave it on
to it.
No,
I
leave
don't
it
know.
On. No, you know, you need to watch it. It has an important message in there.
It's so bad, Daniel. You have to watch it.
Wait, how long is it?
Like 7 hours long.
It's like 2 hours. Two and a half.
That's 2 hours I couldn't get back, so I don't know. You know?
Two and a half.
I don't,
did anyone else see Brody, did you see it? Did anyone else see it?
I saw it.
No, I haven't watched it yet.
I thought it was actually pretty good.
I thought it was good, too. And I thought it could very easily, even though it was obviously a parody, it could be a documentary about 2021 and the way everybody's handling things.
Okay.
So for those that saw it, did you believe Jonah Hill's character? Because he said that he wanted to encompass if the Fyre Festival was a person that had access to the White House.
I mean, he
kind of did that a little.
Yeah, I mean, he was the typical Jonah Hill character, right?
But yeah, that's what he said. It was like kind of like the baseline of his character in that movie, though.
I could see that. He was interesting.
I watched Squid Game. Holy shit. I know that I'm like 4 months late on the Squid Game thing. But
see, I that was so disturbing to me.
It was.
I couldn't watch it.
Every episode was like watching a worse train wreck happen. Right? Oh, God, the stress.
Yeah.
Why do you want
and then
watch
thinking about all the ways you would have defeated it.
Out. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like on the glass where they were running across or trying to jump onto the little glass. I was like, you idiots. There were bars on the side. You could have just walked down the middle. What are you doing? But whatever.
Balance act. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, I saw Spider-Man. That was amazing. My God. Everything you could have ever wanted if you're a fan of Marvel in that movie was so awesome. Oh, people.
Brody, do you agree with that, Brody?
Oh, yeah, I saw it opening night, and there's a lot of Easter eggs for real fans of the movies and the TV shows, and so every time one of them popped up, the whole movie theater erupted, just applause and screaming, and it was cool. Great.
But you know what's funny about Spider-Man? That Sony, the movie company, and Disney were actually just like, you know what, let's just put it on the shelf, we're done with it, we don't need to, and it made $1 billion.
Yeah.
So I think we're about to have a Seinfeld renaissance, and that's because they put Seinfeld on Netflix.
Yes.
So you're going to see, there's going to be people and a whole new generation of people watching Seinfeld the same way they binged Friends and The Sopranos when all that stuff was on Netflix and Hulu and all that stuff. So watch for it. In the coming months, people are going to start quoting Seinfeld episodes again.
Can I tell you how I fucked up the whole Marvel movie thing for my mom?
Oh, no.
So you know, there's all these movies that led up to Avengers Endgame, right?
Yep.
Where something happened. Can I say what happened?
I don't know if you should be doing that.
I don't know.
Here.
Well, you could say someone died.
There's a character that dies, right?
Okay, all right.
So I go to my mom, okay, we're going to go see No Way Home, the new Spider-Man movie in the theater tomorrow, but we have to watch the previous Spider-Man movie so you have an idea of what's going on because it carries over immediately after that one finishes, right? So we're watching it, and she goes, I didn't know blank died. I'm like, oh, shit, I spoiled the entire Avengers thing because she had not seen Avengers Endgame.
Yep.
Danielle did the same thing to her husband. He hadn't seen any other movies. God, Danielle.
So he hadn't seen he saw somebody, didn't see the last two that you really needed to see. And we took him to Spider-Man because he wanted to go. And during Spider-Man, they alluded to the character that had died, but they never kind of say it. And so the whole movie, I'm like, oh my gosh, did he hear that? I hope he didn't hear that. But he didn't, because he didn't pick up on it, and he still has no idea.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You got to be careful.
Yeah.
You know, back to what Scary was saying about Seinfeld. I saw a funny tweet the other day. I said, if Seinfeld was on today, the episode would be Elaine spends 6 hours in a testing line. Jerry finds his new girlfriend less attractive with a mask on. George attends an anti-vax rally so he can get super immunity. And Kramer's hoarding rapid tests. That would be a Seinfeld episode.
That would be a modern day.
Yes, it would be.
I know, so basically, curb your enthusiasm.
Right. So I know some of us saw Emily in Paris, and some are on the fence and some are not. But there was one scene, and we kind of talked about it on the show, but Emily and Alfie were outside of the restaurant of her ex-boyfriend or the guy she was in love with after he cooked for them. And Alfie went in for a kiss and burped right in her mouth. I ruined a moment like that with my wife, Allie. When we first were about to do it, I farted.
Oh!
And it kind of just like killed the moment in the sense like I didn't know what to do. She just like looked at me side eye, and it kind of like brought me back to that moment like, oh my God. And I go, do you remember that? And she goes, of course I remember that. That's been like 10 plus years, and she still remembers that one exact moment that I ruined my chance of having sex for probably the first time.
But unlike Emily in Paris, I mean, you didn't fart in her mouth.
Oh, God. Thank God.
No, but the moment was kind of ruined, though, because you knew, like, in Emily in Paris, they were probably going to go back to her apartment and do it, but he burped, like, hot burp right in her mouth.
Ew.
Disgusting.
I would call the cops on someone.
No one else had a moment ruined? No? Just me? All right.
Not like that. Yeah.
Just you.
Yep,
thanks
just
for
me.
Sharing.
Oh my God.
Man on an island.
We'll make this your moment.
Yeah.
Oh, can we go back to Marvel for 1 second?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I have the biggest crush on Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
He is just Benedict Cumberbatch. Oh my gosh. I cannot wait for the next movie. He is my favorite Marvel character. He is so beautiful. I love you so much. Okay, that's all.
Is it because he's good looking or is his personality? Because his personality is kind of like a dickish. Like
well,
at times.
No, wait.
He's British.
Well, when he started out, he was dickish. You know, if you watch the movie, the original, right. You know, he was a dick. But it's just everything about him. He's beautiful and he's cool and he looks awesome in his costume and he's just his character. I just
confident.
Love it all.
Confident,
love it
right?
all. Yeah, he's a dickish, confident dick.
Yeah.
There you go. Best time.
How are we doing on time, Frog?
He's got three more minutes.
Oh,
by the way, Sex in the City does get better in the city. It does.
You're on your island again.
I don't care. I will.
I'll check it out.
Did you know that Alexander Hamilton misspelled the word Pennsylvania on the Constitution? He forgot one of the N's in pen. Did you know?
Did not know that.
Shut up.
Did you know that if you walk south from Detroit, you actually end up in Canada?
What?
Man on an island.
Stand in Detroit.
I don't want him on my island.
Detroit and walk south.
Go, Gandhi, try
you
it.
End up in Canada every time. Gandhi.
What?
I feel like that's not true.
Is it possible?
True.
I believe there's a peninsula.
Oh, no, he's right. There is. There's a peninsula.
Absolutely right.
Really?
Yeah.
2008 Gandhi, you're there now.
Look, I'm not going to do it, but I'm looking.
The bridge to Canada.
If you walk straight, the other side of that is still Canada.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So if you walk south, you're technically in Canada.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Shut up.
There you go.
Shut up.
Anyone else?
We'll make it that far alive.
Did you know that bananas can't reproduce?
They need a donut.
No, yes. They're a hybrid of two other plant species, by the way, and there's no seeds, so the farmers have to aid in the reproduction.
Oh.
Shut up. Shut up.
Goodness. Where do they put the banana, Danielle?
You know, Brody.
Did you know that a Russian scientist was researching at the Antarctic ice station and allegedly stabbed and injured one of his colleagues because he kept revealing the endings of books that he was reading?
Shut up. That's awesome.
That can happen to one of us.
Yes, me. I'm going. Bye.
Yeah,
if you're in Antarctica and walk south, you'll get to Detroit.
It's true.
I just learned this one today. Did you know that Betty White lived next to O.J. Simpson?
At one time, she did.
I didn't know that.
She got out alive.
And Betty White's cats would go into O.J. Simpson's home, and she would have to go get them. Or O.J.'s cats would go to Betty's home, and she'd be like, well, they're here. They're nice. I'm a nice person.
Shut up.
And O.J. would have to go get his cats from Betty White.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go.
Wow.
Did you know that until 1987, they performed surgery on babies with no anesthesia because they thought babies felt no pain?
until 1987.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Shut up.
I know.
Did you know Emily in Paris is so good?
Yes, I knew. I knew.
Did you know that grapes catch on fire in the microwave?
Yes.
They do?
No way!
Yeah, because we used to do the great grape race.
Yeah.
And they catch on fire.
Have you ever had cotton candy grapes? They're so good.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
They're pretty good.
They taste artificial, but they're not. It's weird.
Yeah. So
I think we're done. Are we done?
Is that it?
Everyone say goodbye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.